Going on, man. It's your boy C. Marty Fit here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering, where you doing this at? You know, y'all get a close up look. You know, this is what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready, the headphones. Got my outline on the phone, buttons, just making sure everything working. So we can do all this content. So we can educate, entertain, talk a little shit. And y'all know this is the best fitness podcast ever. So welcome to the behind the scenes. Stay tuned.
Hey, live on a Sunday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches More Brunches podcast. We here on a Sunday. It's been a lot happening since I last spoke to y'all. Jesus Christ. We got Anthony Davis on the Mavericks. That's crazy. Listen, man, it is what it is, though, man. That was insane. C. Marty Sports Takes and C. Marty Political Takes. Check out my TikTok. I've been going crazy on there. I'm scared to put them on YouTube. Anyway, we got a hell of an episode today, man. It is so crazy out here. People don't want to get fit. The encouragement is getting out of hand. And no wonder people just stay big.
Big back activity.
It's no wonder. But anyway, man, I need y'all to do one thing for me. If it is your first time watching, I need you to go ahead and hit the like button. And you're probably wondering why you need to hit the like button. Well, I'm about to tell you. This is the best fitness podcast out. This is the illest fitness podcast out. This is the coolest, the coldest, the dopest, the most entertaining, the most haters, the most backlash. The list goes on, and I can stay here for 2 hours, but we got stuff to talk about today. But I need y'all to hit the like button because we got to get the message out there. We got to get the podcast to grow. And listen, man, don't come in my mentions disagreeing because you're not changing my opinion. I've helped more people lose weight than you. I've helped more people build more muscle than you. I'm fitter than you. And the list goes on. So you're not changing my opinion. So don't come in here coddling with that soft mindset. That's why your belly and your back soft as hell.
Big back activity.
And you're not changing my opinion. Anyway, let's get to these comments. And let's get this episode started. Make sure y'all hit the like button for your boy. Wicked Scorpion, salute to everyone. What's good?
Welcome to the show.
Tasha on the live, what's good?
Welcome to the show.
Mono on the live, Indian Dolly on the live, Jennifer, Jess V on the live. Jess V, shout out to the playback gang. You know what it is. What's up, Jess? Coach Pope Fitness, salute nephew. I seen you at Goals in a. I haven't seen you at Goals in a minute. Did you start going to a new gym? We'll take a look at my content, man. I'm all over the DMV, man. I'm all over, man. Seth said, I'm in this bit. Yo, Marty, what's up, my boy? What's good, brother? Spider-Mo, big spider in the building. If you keep trading for All-Stars every year trying to get a fifth ring, don't watch the podcast. Hey, listen, I'm just telling y'all right now, y'all are going to see some C. Marty Fit sports shows in the future, and it's not going to be fitness. I would appreciate it if y'all tune in, but if you don't watch sports and it's not your thing, don't worry about it. But you will see sports content because I can't not tap in at this point. Mad Spunks, what's going on? Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
First time catching a live on my evening walk. Moon is beautiful tonight. Well, we glad you got a great view of the moon, and welcome to the show. I hope you like it. It's going to be entertaining. Mark Carter, what's going on? Baron Baldy, Daquan in the building. Shout out to my guy, Quan. What's good, Quan? Dom DeMarco. You know what time I'm on. I'm here. What's good? Hey, Daquan, I need you straight trolling and talking ish, because that's what we about to do. We trying to get canceled. Let's get canceled today. I'm calm today. What's good, Fifth Fan Joe? No, we not calm today. We trying to get canceled. Dom DeMarco. Now, I told y'all, the girl suing Lyft, we're going to have content for the next few episodes from this. I got more than one video I want to show. I'm only going to show one video today because there's other shit to talk about. But she is telling on herself the more we go back and look at her content. Let's check this out, where she basically admits that she is delusional. Yes, this is the girl suing Lyft because she was too big to get in the car and got denied by a driver. Let's check it out.
Body, like my body right now, it's like my mind don't know that I'm this big. My mind.
Yeah, that's why you thought you could fit in that car.
Dom DeMarco. My mind does not know that I'm this big. So I be feeling like I could do everything. So when I walk in the gym, I feel like I'm fit.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Only thing she fitting is more calories on her day. Only thing she fitting is more food in her mouth.
No diddy, you know?
Only thing she fitting or trying to fit is that belly and them pants. This right here is just proving that she's delusional. Court case dismissed.
Or like, if I'm trying to do certain shit, I feel like I could do it. And then I'd be like, damn, I can't do this shit. But in my head, I'm like, damn, no I could shit. Do that. So I'm going to walk over there. Shit, I be going in the gym in front of all those people, 500 pounds in shorts, no shirt. Well, I have on a sports bra, but you know.
You need to get out of here with that bullshit. And this is the problem right here. Y'all keep encouraging these people. And I don't think she just has a weight issue. I think she got a mental health issue.
Dom DeMarco. DeMarco.
Because you don't even feel like you could do everything that everybody else could do. What the hell are you talking
my
about?
My body, like my body right now, is like my mind don't know that I'm this big.
How do your mind not know that you that big, but when you walk, you can't get up the steps?
Nope.
When you try to get up off the couch, it take 5 minutes.
Nope.
When you try to, never mind, I can't say that. But the point I'm trying to make is there are things going on where you know it ain't right.
Nope.
And it don't feel comfortable.
My mind does not know that I'm this big. So I be feeling like I could do everything. So when I walk in the gym, I feel like.
You could do everything but eat a normal amount of calories?
Nope.
Like I'm fit. Or like if I'm trying to do certain shit, I feel like I could do it. And
this
then I'm like,
crazy.
Damn, I can't do this shit. But in my head, I'm like, damn, I could do that. So I'm going to walk over there. Shit, I be going in the gym in front of all those people, 500 pounds in shorts, no shirt. Well, I have on a sports bra, but you know.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
This is ridiculous, bro. And like I said, we're going to continue to update y'all. But the more people surf through her social media, the more she tells on herself. And the more this big back ish is about to stop. And I'm killing y'all on this episode. Hit the like button. Let's keep this podcast going. Actually, let me leave her up there.
Body, like my.
Let me leave her up there while I go through these comments for real. The comments going crazy, as I expected. There is no way she truly believes that shit. Her ass don't even fit on a regular size toilet.
Dom DeMarco. DeMarco.
Nah, like no nasty shit. I don't know how she uses the bathroom. I don't know how she uses the bathroom. That is disgusting. And Ninja's in there clapping her cheeks.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Big backs, bigger excuses, bars.
Dom DeMarco. DeMarco.
Reality is setting in. She owes that man Lyft and these lawyers an apology. I'm telling you. She can do everything but fit in a Sudan. Okay, Jeff.
Dom DeMarco. DeMarco.
She can't fit in a Suburban. She can't fit in an Escalade. She can't fit in a Jeep Cherokee. She can't fit in a Ford F-150. So I don't know why she thought she could fit in that little ass car. What is wrong with her? Oh man, we on this issue again. Chick needs to get a clue. Why is she even relevant anyway? She needs to go away. Yeah, this shit is crazy, bro. Shit is crazy. Hey, C. Marty, been a minute, sending love from Cali. Jay, welcome back to the show. It has been a while.
Welcome to the show.
What's going on? She lying like a motherfucker saying she in the gym. Yeah, Jimmy Nicks, Jimmy Johns.
Dom DeMarco. DeMarco.
She is not in the gym. She better stop it. That's not slim thick, baby. That's full heavyweight.
That's not slim thick, baby. That's full heavyweight.
Her baloney has a first name. It's bullshit.
Bullshit?
She can do everything but push away the plate and order XXL.
Nope.
She need to do some plate pushes. Push the plate away from your belly. But for real, it takes big joints a while to realize how big they is. That's why they need us to remind them. Exactly.
What?
They need us to remind them, and they need ninjas to stop sliding.
I'm not going
to
say what race, what people.
That's the problem. She's still getting her cheeks clapped. Reverse body dysmorphia. Absolutely. She doing fork ups, sit downs, spoon ups, knife ups.
Dom the Monko.
She doing plate ups. She doing seconds ups. Dessert ups. Leftovers ups. Thanksgiving ups.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits.
You name.
She doing drive-thru ups. Fried chicken ups.
You go fry some chicken, you.
They call and say, my bad. Nah, you good, bro. Sauce, what up? What up, Daniel Shannon? A 500-pound rump roast in shorts and no shirt. Looking a damn mess. That's crazy. She shaped like she got cut from the maps.
Dom the Monko.
Yo.
Strike three, you're up.
What is wrong with this dude, bro? Who man is this, bro? Spider-Mo, not my man. I don't know where he came from, bro. I don't know that guy. She's so big, she got her own solar system. That's enough cake for the whole yard. No sympathy at all, bro. Luka Damar's triple-doubling that Don Julio chicken. Not to be out by Henny KFC, that's crazy. You name it, she's eating it. So you telling me turkey, fried chicken.
It's Burger King. It's Wendy's.
It's barbecue in there.
You telling me she eating all of that? Talk about being in the gym. You know she capping. She for sure capping.
Stop the cap.
Get Majin Buu from Dragon Ball Z off the screen. Yeah, get her big ass off the screen, and let's keep this podcast going, man. I'm killing y'all off. We just getting started. Make sure y'all hit the like button, man. Listen, if it's your first time watching, we talk about every race on this show. But you see my skin color, you see the pictures of people in the comments, and you see their color, so we're going to talk about the black community. Black community, what the hell is going on?
I'm not
going
to say what race, what people.
We got this lady here. She's actually going to tell us why she decides to stay fat. Let's check it out. Hold on. Let me do something real quick. I got to turn the audio off of this so I don't get a copyright. But this lady is literally going to tell us why she stays fat. Remove audio. And then I got to move that here. Sorry, y'all. Should have done this before the show. It takes 2 seconds. It's not a problem. All right, we're ready to go. Let's check out why this lady says she wants to stay fat. It's getting crazy out here. Reason why I never will go on a weight loss journey. Sounds interesting. Let's check it out. Number one, I'm more than happy with the body I have.
Stop the cap.
If you were happy with the body you have, you wouldn't be on Instagram telling us why you want to stay fat. If you were that happy with the body that you have, you would not be telling us why you need to stay fat. You would just go live your life peacefully and big backily ever after. You wouldn't have to tell us that. Number two, although over my BMI, I'm still healthy.
Stop the cap.
I'm not a fan of BMI, but if your body fat percentage is over 45, BMI don't matter.
Dom DeMarco.
Number three, it's my job.
Belly Deli?
I don't know who this woman is. Maybe she's an OnlyFans, BBW, XXXXL BBW on OnlyFans. I'm not sure. But just because something pays you is not a reason to stay unhealthy. Just because something pays you does not mean you don't need to go to the gym. Hypertension is real.
What?
High blood pressure is real. High cholesterol is real.
What?
Type 2 diabetes is real.
What?
Shitty ass liver from drinking too much alcohol is real.
What?
The list goes on. So you can continue that and think that's a flex. That's not a flex. What else we got? Will keep me and my future lover warm.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Ain't that much fat in the world to keep me warm. I got, I pay for my electric bill. I turn the heat on. What the hell is this, man? Ladies, I keep telling y'all, just because men are in your DM does not mean you don't need to get to the gym. That's a bar. This right here is straight bullshit. Fellas, stop gassing these type of women up. I said what I said. Anything else? Was that the last one? That was the last one. Yeah, we're cooked, man. We're cooked. We're cooked. Let's keep it going, man. Where the comments at? That Mason Boot comment was definitely a bar. Not gonna lie. NGL, Girl Boo, would be a foul rap name. Because she's lazy as fuck. That's a big belly.
Belly, belly.
What's up, Virgo? You're more than happy with the body you have, but is your body happy with what it is? That's crazy bars. That BMI comment was straight stupid. It's like saying I'm on fire, but I'm not getting burned on. Damn well, you smelling like...
It's barbecue in there.
Old brother is right, coach.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
The bottom of her stomach looked like a giant clit. Yeah, that's crazy.
Strike three, you're out.
You're out of here, Mark Carter. That was gross. She isn't happy. She isn't happy. She wouldn't be jiggling her belly online. You don't see me making posts about being in shape. That's what I'm... Listen, man, look. I don't know what's up with these folks, man, but we got to stop lying to ourselves.
Stop the cap.
She definitely paying to play. Mark Carter and came in super high with that one. Yeah, that was crazy. It got to eat.
It got to eat.
You know she eating.
It got to eat.
You know she at every drive-thru.
It's Wendy's. It's Burger King.
You know she eating bacon.
Bacon has its own oil.
You know she at Popeye's.
Ooh, that's crispy. That's Popeye's.
You know she got thick-ass ankles.
Them thick-ass ankles and them thick-ass wrists. You can tell who going to have Big Mama arms early.
They going to say I'm fat-shaming, though, but it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. She is disgusting. Even she takes showers. She's shaking her belly full of jelly. Where my belly deli at?
Belly deli?
Facts. Clearly an OnlyFans girl profiting off feeterist. Oh, feederism? Did someone say feederism?
Hi, my name is Rosie, and I was groomed into feederism. Feederism is a kink, like a sexual kink.
Crazy out here. Yeah, she doesn't want to lose weight because she's getting validation from ninjas in her DM, and we know what race they are.
You know, black people.
No.
Get her big ass off my screen. Hit the like button, and let's keep this podcast going. Because, listen, man, yo, it's crazy, bro. You listen, a dude. Dude trying to keep you fat, bro. That's a dusty dude. That's not even a flex. That's not even nothing to be proud of. You getting the bottom of the barrel, bottom tier ninjas. Ladies, get it together. That's some bullshit.
Bullshit?
It is what it is. If whoever's in your DM saying that, he's not that guy.
You're not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
Okay. Yeah? Are you?
Absolutely.
He's not that guy. And you a big dummy.
Big dummy.
I don't need her to keep me warm if she got to use up all my toilet paper and eat all my skinny popcorn. Jesus Christ. That's low self-esteem, low self-worth. Absolutely. She is getting props from her chaser ninja fans. Yeah, exactly. Yep. All right, man. Let's keep it going. What we got next, man? Low-level dusty black dudes who probably don't even have a GED and smoke Black and Miles.
I'm not going to say what race, what then people...
Then they gonna label us all black dudes that, cause she decided to fuck with them and get validated by them. Now all of us are that anyway. Should be seeing a doctor now. Exactly. All right, let's get it. What we got next? Oh, we got the Peloton girl, man. Hey, listen, bro. So a couple weeks ago, we had the Peloton fitness model. We had the Peloton ad where they had the fat dude on there.
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shake when I get in.
I ain't mean to press that button. My fault. My bad. But we had the Peloton guy on the Peloton ad. Now we got a big back instructor for Peloton. I didn't even know about this. Like, maybe I'm late to the party, but yeah, this shit crazy. I don't know you, Brian. I don't mean no disrespect, but that look like a man. All right, so let's check out this this big back Peloton girl.
If you ever have an opportunity where you're like, I'm not sure what to do, then just come inside, okay? Wow, that did not come out correctly. Move your legs inside your hands.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Now, I didn't want to seem mean because I know I'm going to get canceled if I actually put this on like social media for real. So I asked a couple clients, female clients, and a couple female acquaintances, would they let this woman train her? I'm going to read you the responses. Just so y'all know, it ain't just me being the mean guy. I said, how would you feel about someone with this build being your trainer? Ask him before I put on the podcast. One of my clients said, honestly, no one that's out of shape is training me. That's just me. How you gonna leave me and show me ways when you still under construction your damn self? Let's check out some more. Another one of my clients. Wouldn't take her seriously because, bitch, why are you so big?
What?
Like, at some point, you got to be accountable for what you ate.
What?
You have been my only official trainer. I'm not paying nobody who's in worse shape than me to train. If you have an autoimmune disease, maybe focus on getting the disease to a tolerable state and lose the fat and go from there. I could train her if I'm being honest. Shout out to my client. And that's why I am the way I am, because I'm going to attract the type of clients that fit me. I don't want no soft-ass clients, bro. And these are women saying this. This is not men. Another one of my clients. Shout out Tasha. She's on the show. Sorry, Tasha. Love you, Tasha. She cannot be my trainer. I can understand if she was trying to motivate bigger women to lose weight, but she has been that size since she started with Peloton. Maybe the diet doesn't work the same for her.
The diet don't work for you the same.
She's a black woman. Maybe she's experiencing racism. Oh, man. I'm just saying, man. I wouldn't want no one that built being my dang trainer. Yeah, that's enough. Y'all get the point, though, man. Shout out to my clients, bro. My clients don't play that shit, man. And that's why they rock with me. But anyway, I'm sorry, man. No body shaming. This is insane. Shorty might be in shape. Shorty might have some muscle on her. But that amount of body fat, you want that representing your fitness business. I think that's insane. And I don't think you're serious. And I don't think you're really trying to elevate. Hence why Peloton been struggling for the past couple years. And like a couple years ago, they stock went all the way down, if you remember. But I think this right here is a sign that they're trying to pander to certain people. And that's cool. You know, that's fine. You do your thing. You have your business model. You have what works for you. But I think with fitness specifically, for long-term change, which you got to realize most businesses and most companies are not focused on long-term change. They try and get your money. If you want to instill that in people, this is not going to represent that. Just my opinion. And you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. Because, you know what I'm saying? Look, it's just an assumption. She's leaving the workout going to...
It's Wendy's.
She leaving the workout going to...
It's Burger King.
She leaving the workout going to...
Lord, have to get from Popeyes.
I'm just saying, she doing all that. She got to be doing all that after workout. Ain't no way she in a caloric deficit and she been looking like this since she started with Peloton. Ain't no way.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Your back has a back.
You press too many buttons. The buttons is part of the show. Shut up in my comments. Not y'all. People commenting on other videos. Yeah, man, it's crazy out here, bro. Yeah, not only that, but big women like her think I want them because these other dusty black dudes were making those cheeks clap and producing mac and cheese sounds. Yeah, you're out of here, bro. That's what
strike three, you're out.
That Lycra is screaming for mercy. I don't even know what that is. I mean, good for her for working out, but she certainly won't be no trainer instructor of mine.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
I mean, every fifth Sunday in leap year, I might slide through for a plate. Yeah, y'all
strike three, you're out.
Y'all are crazy. Jess V, you're arrested. Jess V, Lizzo worked for Peloton now. That's crazy. Yeah, you're out of here. That's wild. I know Spider-Mode might crack on a cold, lonely Thursday. I agree. He probably will. Being a trainer and all your clients are in better shape than you as well. I seen it. I was wondering whatever happened to Jordan Sparks.
Let him cook.
Yeah, fat personal trainer is counterproductive. Absolutely. She know damn well her calories in a surplus. At least she's working out, though, but still need to see some results. Absolutely. What up, Chelsea? She's shaped like a Planet Fitness trainer or Pop Warner football coach.
Let him cook.
Get down the field, built ass. Yeah, we play on Sunday at 2. Built ass. Yeah, the boys going to middle school next year. Built ass. Super Bowl, come on. Yeah, I coached them in Pop Warner. Built ass. A Peloton trainer with a thyroid condition. Yeah, basically, all I heard is...
the diet don't work for you the same.
Peloton should fire her because she's misrepresenting them. Listen, I think Peloton did that on purpose. Yeah, you have to give her credit, but yeah, she needs to get on a deficit ASAP. Mark Rose, what up? Hey, Mark Rose, you said some shit on my video the other day. I was cracking up, bro. One of my playbacks, I was cracking up. Not going to lie, if she burns 70 pounds, she have potential. That's crazy. Can't out-exercise a bad diet. Hell no. Everyone doesn't work out to lose weight. Exactly. Get the fuck out of here. See, this is why I don't come here. I just get kicked out. No, this is what we want. This is what we want. But this right here, this is not a personal trainer. This shouldn't be a fitness instructor. This should not be someone leading. Hear me out. This should not be someone leading people in a country where obesity is skyrocketing. The knowledge about protein intake, water intake, working out in general is lacking. This should not be someone who's leading a group of people to get better and hit their fitness goals. And I'm killing y'all today. She looks strong, though, but she shouldn't be leading the workout. It sets a bad example. Yeah, she do look strong. She looks strong, but, hey, I see what I said. She look like a big-ass Denver Bronco. She like she played for Syracuse. Hold up. I got to cut her ass up. You know they're going to cancel me. Hold up. Where's she at? Hold up.
If you ever have an opportunity.
She look like she played for Syracuse. She looks like she played for University of Illinois. She like she played for the New York Knicks. It's like, nah, she bigger than the New York Knicks. Oh, go ahead, cancel me. She was a DEI hire.
Let him cook.
Had a joke, but can't say that. I would have 10 years ago. Now we got to make them BBWs pay for wood. Yo, you're wild as shit.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
What's up, Lizzie? Not a DEI hire. Her and Shannon Sharp got a ring.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
She was an XXL hire. Hey, yo. She can instruct me on how to get on the dance team for Alabama.
Dom DeMarco. Marco.
Hey, somebody get brown body. They making fun of your school. She likely wears New York size Snickers and eat a whole bunch of Snickers.
Dom DeMarco. Marco.
She looks like she played for BBU, Big Back University. TTU, Thighs Rub Together University. SPAU, Sweet Potato Arms University. Hey, man. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button, man. Let's keep this thing going. We have this lady here, and this is my issue with some of these fitness classes, man. Y'all got people thinking this is the way to get in shape. This is the way to change their bodies. They said this woman here is strong and confident taking this class. Let's check it out. And this is not the black community. What community do you think it is?
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Now, listen, ladies, if you want to do this, hold up. First of all, it says this is what strong, confident, and unapologetically jiggly can look like. Oh, brother. Listen, ladies. Now, if you have a, let's make this clear. I made it clear on this show before. If you have a habit of working out, if you have a habit of eating clean, and you want to do a twerk class for fun to switch up your cardio, go ahead. But this right here, it's not about to snatch your body. This right here is not about to help you lose booty fat. I said booty fat.
No diddy, you know?
This right here is not about to help you lose body fat. Right? This right here is not fitness. I'm sorry. I understand it's fun. I understand, you know, you might be stressed out from work. The kids might be stressing you out. Your husband might be stressing you out. Your boyfriend, whatever, your girlfriend, whatever it is, this is not going to get it done. And when it comes to, we always say fitness, it'll make you more confident, right? It'll make you stronger. Why do we got associated with ass shaking? Ass shaking don't have nothing to do with the fitness community. This shit right here is corny. Horny and corny. I'm tired of it. We got to start telling the women when they corny. Because this right here is ridiculous. Let's see what we got. Shake that Chick-fil-A, ma'am. Hey. Yo, that's crazy.
Strike three, you're out.
You're out of here. Baby, no ma'am. Not enough lower back hip movement. She moves mostly with her back. How's this confidence? It's certainly jiggly, but not in a good way. She can't even twerk a flat butt. Twerking classes can be beneficial for women because a lot of women are lacking in technique. That's crazy, bro. That's crazy. She has nothing to jiggle. That's crazy. Her technique horrible, and she has no juicy ass. Y'all horny, man. What the hell? Virgo, you're wild. The shorts. Why do the ass got to be hanging out? Yeah, that's another thing, too. This is what twerking with a wedgie up your crack looks like.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
Beggy with the long back cutting the cheese. Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Moving the shit out that flat back.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Stomach to ass ratio. 3:1. That look like one of them white transplants that moved to D.C., went back to went to Mochella. Hey, yo, shut up. She's shaking a wall. She thought rolling the shorts up to her hole would have helped her, but it didn't.
Let him cook.
She's like, yeah, I got him here. You know, I got him. Flat ass Becky or flat ass Snow Bunny. That's crazy, bruh. She need to spend some more time on the squat rack and a lot of hip thrusts. At least look presentable. Kicking her out the hotel room. Hey, yo, y'all wild, bruh. Get flat back Becky off my screen. Hit the like button. Let's keep this podcast. You know she's doing that for attention from the brothers. Definitely a snow bunny. That's crazy. She should have borrowed some booty from the other women. She's shaking the hell out of that clipboard.
Strike three, you're out.
Hey, that's the fitness industry for y'all now, man. Anyway, hey, hit the like button. Y'all guys, you guys ready for FatCon? So apparently they have a fat convention called FatCon. Let's check it out. De'Aaron Fox to the Spurs. Oh my God. Yeah, they was talking about that the other day. That's the only team he wanted to go to. But we sports show coming soon, man. She got a son named Jaden or Aiden. That's a good move though, Daquan. We talk. Hit me offline, bro. We talk about it. Yeah, we'll talk about it, bro. Let's check out FatCon.
Welcome to day one of FatCon 2025.
Uh-oh.
Well, it hasn't started quite yet, but we're so excited to have so many amazing guest speakers, keynote speakers, and workshops, panels, you name it.
What the hell you learn at a convention like this?
From Fat Liberation Parenting.
Fat Liberation Parenting. What the hell is... This obesity acceptance is getting out of hand.
To Dancing with Jayla Rose, to our invited guest, Andy Neal, Jesse Sage, Gabby Dixon, so many things. Check out the schedule online and be sure to follow along for all of our amazing fun. We'll see you at the con.
Yeah, we got fat events now, like literal fat events. We're cooked. We are cooked. We're cooked. Hey, every man for himself at this point, you got to want to get better. Fat what? Fat Con. They do have a BBW bash, but I've never heard of Fat Con. You know what, Wicked Scorpion? I guess summertime when the BBW bash is back, we're going to have some content. Excuse me, some content for that. It's cold out now, so they don't got that. What is the purpose of Fat Con? She just told you. They learn how to make their drive-through order more efficient.
It's Wendy's. It's Burger King.
It's barbecue in there.
Why she out of breath speaking five sentences? Because she just had barbecue.
It's barbecue in there.
You learn how to stay fat and happy.
It's barbecue in there.
We have fat conventions now. Hope they paramedics on standby. Why they buy them skinny ass seats then? That's a great question, actually. That De'Aaron Fox trade is official. Damn. Yeah, my video. Hey, video coming soon on De'Aaron Fox going to the Spurs. Video coming soon. This fat liberation movement is dangerous to society. Absolutely. No neck, big joints love pulling their hair up in a top knot. Look like a puffy Mulan. That's crazy.
It's barbecue in there.
None of the chairs in the videos have arms. Oh, brother. They each get two chairs than one person. Man, I'm parking the food truck right out front. Fuck you, man. Great business idea if you try and get that chicken, if you try and get that bag. I'm with you there. I'm with you there, Joe. All right. Hey, let's keep it going, man.
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shake when I get in.
Black community, we're cooked.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Black community, we're cooked, man. What the hell is this? I don't even want to explain. I just want y'all to see it. What the hell is going on with all these fat models and the obsession with them? Why do people feel the need to get online and show their big back asses online? Where's the testosterone? Somebody need to cover up her belly. Women, this... Just because someone's going to praise you or accept you does not make this shit okay. This is ridiculous, man.
Yes, ma'am.
And fellas, whether you know Diddy or not.
No Diddy, you know.
Fellas, whether you pause or not.
First of all, pause.
Yo, that's past pause, man.
It's no excuse to be built like that, man. This is still a body of a man with a poor lifestyle.
Nope.
Just because you go that way ain't a reason for you to let yourself go.
No Diddy, you know.
This is ridiculous, bro. His boo is bigger than at least one of them big jumps.
Nope.
This shit crazy, bro. Sucking that gas with the throw up emoji. Ninjas recently paroled are about to go crazy. You're wild, bro. That's a wild comment. I'm not even about to go there. That is crazy, Seth. Yo, what the fuck? The way they waddle, they all waddle up. Facts. The dude swaying his hips like a woman. What the fuck is this?
No Diddy, you know?
You know what it is.
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shake when I get in.
Diddy would love that big dude.
No Diddy, you know?
They must have forgot the additional sports bra on set. I guess so. The picture of fitness and manliness, the picture of fitness and manliness right here. Yep, our society has gone full reprobate, and is in constant decline. I don't know that word, but I agree with you. Is this a photo shoot for big back, low testosterone, Calvin Klein undies? Yes, I think so.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
Where's his bra? It's unclear. What is this, Miss Fat Ass Pageant? Yes. I mean, income taxes are coming through. They all about to be here soon. They all couldn't fit in the frame. No, they couldn't. Round of applause. Baby, make that stomach clap. I ain't got a clap sound. Damn, I ain't got an applause sound. We just got to go with this.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Fed Bammers will crack every BBW in that clip. Yeah, y'all are wild, bro. Y'all are... Y'all are wild, bro. Y'all are wild. LOL, did they all come out the Jeep? Hell no.
Nope.
Gay man used to be in shape back in the day. What the hell happened? Well, pause.
No Diddy, you know?
It's a lot of them in shape because every time I go in the damn gym, that's another conversation for another day. But it might be less. It might be less because I see a lot of big back gay men. It's crazy because there are gay men that are in great shape. Out of shape gays are just louder. Chan, is that your first comment ever on this show? That's crazy.
Strike three, you're out.
How you dropping the show with your first comment like that? They gonna cancel me, and it's all good. I know y'all got my back. At some point, we got to have a conversation about how fat acceptance has turned into a competition between women and womenly men. Oh, man.
Dom DeMarco.
Society is so far gone mentally, we do profane and perverted things. How many takes did they make before they needed a lunch break? They went straight to lunch right after that, and they had lunch before. That gay man definitely needed his father in his life. Hey, yo, man. Hey, I'm killing y'all today. Oh, man. You never know. His dad might have been there, bro. Maybe his dad was on the same shit. Hey, hit the like button, man. We got the Big Back Church, man. Shout out to the Big Back Church. This guy basically saying it's getting ridiculous that church is out of shape. And church does not preach fitness like they should. And why did they decide to put them long-ass socks on him? No idea, man. Saucy Santana and Trash Can Mo might got the same father. You're wild as fuck.
Strike three, you're out.
Let's check out this video about fitness, man. We got a couple more videos. We're going to get up out of here, man. Y'all look crazy, dog.
We've allowed the world to tell us how to take care of what God has created for too long. We've decided that health and fitness isn't a part of the church doctrine or process, and therefore we've neglected to take care of ourselves. We've neglected to even talk about it in our churches. Though many people are dying all around our country and our Facts. World from chronic illnesses caused by poor health habits, there Facts. Are very few ministries throughout
Yeah, I saw that big back check.
The United States and in the world from the church that are helping people to prevent that or do anything about it. We can't stay silent watching people sick in our own congregations Facts. And call it love. If we truly love people, we won't overlook the issues that they're dealing with on a daily basis. Food addictions, obesity, yep. chronic yep. illnesses, and so yep. on. We've got yep. to stand up and do something about it. God has called us to take good care of his temple, which is the body, and we are his body.
Gluttony is the same.
Many members, but one body, and the physical well-being of the church matters in this day and age.
Don't be in the church preaching the word and you ain't preaching fitness. And they need to preach some other stuff too, but that's another conversation for another day. You got the big back pastor, the big back congregation, the big back ushers, and everybody eating big back food after service.
If COVID didn't teach you that, I don't know what else to tell you. Let's stand up. Let's do something about this. Join me in the mission to make health and fitness a part of the church culture.
Fire video, man.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
See, man, I would want to get somebody on a podcast like that, but the way y'all act, y'all would fire his ass up. But in all seriousness, though, man, you know, don't go around preaching that church stuff and you ain't taking care of your body, man. Like, a lot of people get mad at my big back reaction videos and they be like, you're going to hell. I'm like, I don't know about that one. Thank God wants someone to call it out. I'm pretty sure God wants someone to call out this madness. I'm just saying. God says our body is a temple. Absolutely. Big back congregation. Exactly. They just pray the sugars out the body after Women's Day fried chicken. Big back congregation, but they'll get mad at you when you cuss. They stay on me about cussing. No, you need to worry. That's the last thing you need to worry about. And just my opinion, cancel me, Big Back Christians, if you want to. I feel like some of them ninjas in the Bible said some cuss words.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
I know Moses was cussing them dudes out. They was worshiping false idols. Not listening. You know what I'm saying? They was in there drunk when they wasn't supposed to be drinking alcohol. I know Moses was saying some cuss words. Anyway. They sell dinner after church services for less than McDonald's. That's crazy. Why his voice don't match? Hey.
Strike three, you're out.
Seth, you're out of here. Seth, you're out of here. That's crazy. They'll talk the words that come out of your mouth, but they stay putting bad food in their mouths. Man. King David smashed another man's wife and had homeboy killed. Oh yeah, King David was definitely smashing when he seen was it Bathsheba? It was Bathsheba. I know he was cussing when he seen her and was watching her shower. He definitely said some cuss words. Let me stop, bro. I'm gonna cancel me, bro. Oh man, it's the Pharisee syndrome. Tell everybody what's wrong with them, but get offended when they tell you hypocrisy at its finest, man. They leave church and got straight to church's chicken.
Let him cook. Let him cook now. Let him cook. I said, let him cook.
Hey, yo, that was a bar, Spider-Mo. I'm not going to hold you. Seth and Spider-Mo is the reason why we can't have nice things. Yeah, I'm telling you. Spider-Mo be on here cutting up. I try to have somebody like that on the episode. It was one of those hoes. That's all I know. Yeah, it was.
Dom DeMarco.
It was Bathsheba. And David was cussing at Goliath. Anyway, we got this guy here saying, look at the stats of black people, and he's not surprised that Dank DeMoss, Big Dank, Half Dank, whatever you call her. Where the video at? Let's check it out.
All seen this video. We've all seen this video. My question is, have you seen these stats? God bless both of them. Wish them nothing but the best.
What it say? Black adults, overweight and obesity prevalence. Black women, 88. 0.8%.
I'm not gonna say what race, what people.
Black men, 74.2%.
I'm not gonna say what race, what people.
Hold on, we got a troll. We got a troll. H.A. Oh, brother, hold on. Before we continue with the video.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Genuinely curious, did a BBW hurt you? What's your obsession with talking down on them? First of all, I talk down on every race. If you tune into this show, we talk about white people, black people, Hispanic people. We talk about everybody, first of all. Second of all, it's not healthy. And they keep getting coddled. Third of all, this is what I do for a living. This is how I make my bread. Now, H.A., I'm not sure who you are or which. I probably know you in real life. I might not. This ain't the place to troll. I'm going to respectfully let you get up out of here. Let's continue the video. Oh, we got some more comments. Oh, hold up. Hey, y'all was thinking it. I'm a Cook Strong Face if she come on the podcast. Fit Fan. What up, Holly? Goddamn, black women are the highest in terms of obesity. Yes. Yes. Yes, they're the highest in terms of obesity. And if you want it to change, you have to acknowledge it. And if you don't acknowledge it and you keep calling it, y'all going to stay big and unhealthy, along with black men and other people that are obese and other races, since I only talk about black women. Yeah.
But these stats are concerning because these rates lead to these conditions. And I got it. BMI charts are outdated. They don't tell the full story. They don't show the full picture. Yes, being overweight is not the same thing as being overfat. I'm 6'5", 270. By the BMI charts, I'm included in the...
A lot of y'all 5'3", 270.
...overweight category. But I am not included in overfat category, which is what does matter. And a lot of our people claim to not be overfat. No, that's just muscle.
H.A., is he talking about our people? Is he talking down on black women too? Is he talking bad about black women as well? Anyway, my bad.
I just have muscular legs.
Stop it. Get some help.
No, you don't. Stop it. If you haven't seen the inside of a gym in 10 years, if you don't work out consistently, you are not carrying a lot of muscle. You are carrying a lot of body fat. And having a high degree of body fat is what...
Look at that. Look at that. Hold on. Put a comment back up. Did a BBW hurt you? Look at all these. Type 2 diabetes, hypertension, heart disease, all these things from your bad habits. But you think I'm talking down on black women.
What leads to the aforementioned. Now, here's another interesting stat for you all. In the top three sports which our people participate in, being NBA, NFL, and WNBA, we represent the majority at a 66% rate, meaning our high obesity rates have more to do with our choices than our circumstances. In our community, you can have parents who birth a world-class athlete and have other children who are morbidly obese. It's like that in my own family. All my siblings are in great shape, have very low body fat percentages. That is not the truth for all my cousins.
Yeah, all my cousins big back too.
Big back activity.
My cousin's big back. And I promise you, the same way I'm talking to this podcast is the same way I talk to my big back cousins.
Big back activity.
I do not care. They know what's up. They know what it is. They feel guilty as soon as they see me.
Last year, I just lost my auntie because she didn't take care of her health.
I've lost plenty of family members as well.
Such her becoming diabetic, getting cancer, and unfortunately.
So next time you think I'm talking down on black women, understand I've lost family members because of this shit.
Dying early. What led to her passing was her choices. And here's the main point that I want to make. It doesn't matter how these two individuals got here. If you have a high body fat percentage, it doesn't matter how you got there. All that matters is what you do about it. And all that matters is what we do about it in the future to make sure that our children don't experience the same thing. Right. And have to deal with these conditions.
Hold on. What did that chart say? Rise in obesity rates. Early onset of health issues. This right here behind them say mental health issues. But you worried about me speaking down on black women and all this shit that we can control.
With these conditions, there's no special diet, medication, or training program that's going to reverse this.
Nothing special. Get your ass up.
What it's going to take is a change in mind.
Stop seeking quick fitness, BBLs, prevalent in our community. Reframe your identity. Instead of saying, I'm trying to lose weight, adopt a mindset of someone who prioritizes health. Something we don't do, but I'm speaking down on black women.
Mindset, a change in habits, and a change in lifestyle. And if you're ready to change, understand that me and my team are here to help. Just comment.
All right, no free promo, but that was a fire video by that brother right there. Fire video by that brother right there. You know what I'm saying? you feel me? Where at? Oh, here we go. That's a damn shame, as there's a lot of attractive black women who are actually in shape. It's plenty of them. It's plenty of them. Plenty of them. Yeah, too many black women are into the fat girl life. It's a fact. It is a fact, bro. It's a fact. Like, every time you bring up facts, somebody think you know, stop talking about black women. No, it's a fact. Go to, listen, do this for me. I don't know what states and cities, but let's just come to D.C. Come to D.C. This is not a diss. This is a fact. Go to any Sunday brunch from the hours of noon to 6 p.m. Go to any brunch in the city of Washington, D.C. What's going to be?
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Probably 75-80% of the human beings in there. Are fat black women. I say what I say.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Tell me I'm lying. I done been to enough brunches out here to know. I'm going to be that guy and say whenever a black person tells other black people about health, excuse me, they don't want to hear it, but let someone with a pronoun tell them about health and they'll listen.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
And no shade to the gay community.
No diddy, you know.
But if I was up here like, guys, you have to, if I was up here talking like that, your ass would listen. Talking about why I'm talking down on black women. If I was up here doing all of this shit, y'all would listen. It's because it's coming from a man with a direct tone, a direct voice. Now you got a problem with it. Toughen up, buttercup, and you eating too many buttercups. Brown Baldy's alma mater accounts for half of them. Hey, yo. There's a lot of them in Alabama, for sure. The small BBWs that defend Dank are not that are not that far from being the same size as her. Being curvy doesn't excuse your bad health. Just because it all go to your ass and your thighs don't mean you're healthy. Just got out the weight room and yoga, warming up the rice and ground beef. Hampton, what's going on? Welcome back to the show, brother.
Welcome to the show.
Men who are overweight, estrogen skyrockets, and you can tell because they are super emotional and super sensitive. Folks, let's take care of ourselves. That is true. Lack of testosterone and overweight big boob man titty man boob ass men.
Boy, ain't no weight, boy.
Then they be in my comments bitching too. That probably was a man HA bitching on here whole time. Those two fat rappers I would have never heard of if it wasn't for people talking about their obesity and not even their music. And that's the issue. People using it to build a personal brand, and it becomes part of them. That's the issue. You know, when you run into unhealthy shit like that to try to get to the bag, dangerous territory for our community, because it means more and more people going to try to do it. Brown Baldy facts. I'll stand there on that ledge with you, bro. If a black man says it, he must be gay or a hater. Let a pronoun warrior or a Becky say it, and they're just health conscious. What I just said. I'm gonna throw this out here, bro. Not on no victim Olympic shit, because I really don't give a fuck about my following. I'm not complaining about it. I'm just stating the facts. What I do as far as my content, this ain't no shade to no community. If I was a gay black man doing what I do, I have over 100,000 followers.
Dom DeMarco, Marco,
I'm just kidding. Tell me I'm lying. Tell me I'm lying. There ain't no victim Olympic shit, because I'm cool with where I'm at. I'm not complaining. I'm straight. But, like, that's crazy. Chan, they are now referred to third of a dank, half a dank, and full danks, thanks management. I love it. When black women say soft girl life, they meant around the belly.
Belly.
What's up, Nikki? But my hormones are acting up. I have a thyroid issue. I am not Becky. That healthy food is nasty. All the excuses in the world, but I'm picking at black women. Us fit and skinny people will soon be outnumbered by the big backs in less than 10 years if things don't change. I don't know about 10, maybe 15, 20, but you got a great point there, Mark. These ninjas will gas up unhealthy women, but talk down to women in the gym saying they look manly, make it make sense. Or they too skinny. Not in D.C., but this is definitely true elsewhere. Peep, the grocery carts are big people, too.
Dom DeMarco, Marco,
but they mad at me because I'm talking down on black women. Y'all don't shut that shit up. Y'all understand? Do y'all understand my mom is black? I have I talk to black women. I have black women clients. I'll have a black daughter one day. Do y'all understand that? I have black women in my family, aunts, cousins. Black sister, y'all understand that? So I'm talking down on black women. Y'all don't get out of here with that soft ass shit. Facts, I'm teased for being too small, but only in a specific community.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Them half danks getting their cheeks clapped all February until tax season over. That's crazy, bruh. These dudes with man titties talk the most shit about women in the gym when their fat asses need to be in the gym. That's another thing, fellas. I'm talking down on black men. Anyway, let me stop. That's another thing, fellas, bruh. If you ain't got your shit together, don't talk about no woman's body and what she look like. Get your shit together. I'm in the gym. I can say whatever I want about the woman's body because I'm putting the work in. And it's women out there putting the work in. So I can say what I want to say. Your fat ass, man boob ass, can't say nothing. Low-key black women look at thin women as being pick Mishas. Wow, that's too crazy. Fat women live for themselves and eat enough for two.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
I'm proud of Lizzo. She made a change and has been getting a lot of hate. It's the craziest thing. I'm proud of Lizzo, too. I'm proud of Lizzo, too. Definitely proud of Lizzo, man. White also, Marty. You also have to be white, too. Yep. Yep. Listen. No victim Olympics over here. But it's a lot of white dudes that do the same shit I do, and then it's not half as funny. It's not half as entertaining. You got hundreds of thousands of followers. But they also been doing it longer than me, too, so I just got to spend some more time in the game. I'm not complaining. Masculinity is frowned upon these days, sad. Yep. My family always talking about how skinny I got, and that's crazy. They also call fit guys unmanly or sus. Yeah.
Shit is crazy.
It's so many videos saying if guys go to the gym, they doing it to attract men and not women. But let me chill. And then we chill, bro. But we, okay. Live life as a fit man. That's all I'm going to say. Lizzo losing weight after them big joint backup dancers turned on her goofy ass. She realized they ain't loyal.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
That's actually a great freaking point, Seth. They sued her and she realized that community ain't really about what they talking about. They do not stick together like molasses. I wish a C-cup man would say something out the way to me. Facts. I don't care what my body look like. She better not have no bad wig or pancake butt. Hey, yeah. I had a so-called out of shape thug challenge me to fight one time. Long story short, he gassed out and got choked out. So Marty has to be Richard Simmons reincarnated for more viewers. That's crazy, bro. The older you get, the better. You better have your ass in the gym. Yep. This must be a parallel universe or an alternate dimension where fit is bad and fat is good. Exactly. All right, we got one more video. We're going to get out of here. Basically, Equinox put out an ad for January 1st, basically saying they're not accepting January 1st memberships because they don't want to attract a certain type of member and client to their gym. Let's check it out.
Broke people are mad yet again.
So, damn, that's a crazy way to start the video. But you see right here, the ad says, wake the fuck up. Oh, hold on. I got to pull it up because I can't read that. The ad says, wake the fuck up. Equinox does not accept new memberships January 1st because commitment doesn't wait. Not for January, not for permission, not for a sign. Commit to something. Basically saying, you're not doing that January bullshit here. That's not the type of clientele we want.
Fat broke people are mad yet again over Equinox's New Year ad. Listen carefully to what I just said. Fat, broke people are mad about an advertisement from a...
Basically...
I'm not going to say what race, what people...
Not to say that we're all fat and broke, but I did go to the comment section on one of these posts, and it was all black people in the comments mad.
Gym that is $300 a month. Is it delusion? Is it lack of intelligence? Why do people not understand that they are not the target audience for everything? Facts. Let me know in the comments because I really am curious. I talked about this exact same ad in January of 2023. Facts. And not only did Equinox survive the controversy, they ran the same ad again. Yep. People yep. really like to see their views represented. And when a company like Equinox explicitly calls out the views of its members... They like that.
That's why I put my views out there. And I am the way I am. Because if you're going to come train with me and my folks, you better have that same mindset. Excuse me. And be on that same type of time. If you're going to join this podcast and join this fitness community, you better be on the same shit. And you better not be on this type of shit. Where that dumbass comment at? And you better not be on this type of shit. That's why I act the way I do. Because we don't want people like that in here. All right, get your ass out of here. Or you can sit back and enjoy the show in silence and disagree in silence. But if you come in here doing that, I already told you at the beginning of the show, you're not changing my opinion.
It builds more brand loyalty because it is building that bond of, we get it. We don't want that riffraff in here either. Thanks to Big Back Jack getting mad, it has now given additional publicity so that the ad can actually reach its target audience.
Yep.
If you don't like it, don't engage with it. Because
if you don't like it, don't engage with it.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
If you don't like it, don't pay $300 for their membership. If you don't like it, don't get on the podcast. If you don't like it, don't come train with me. If you don't like it, don't come follow me. It is what it is.
It also was not for you in the first place. Go engage with things that are for the fat and the broke.
Yep.
You will find yourself a lot less stressed out.
Yep. Shout out to that brother there.
Dom DeMarco. Marco.
He actually makes really good content, man. Shout out to that brother there. All right, let's get in these last comments before we get up out of here, man. Where we at? I don't even know where we at. I read that. Seth said, never thought of that. You throwing bambas in the trash can. What? Yo. A lot of them justify staying the size they are because men are going to cheat anyway. Wow. But they clearly aren't worried about their hearts or legs cheating on them. That's a
bummer.
Good for Equinox. Great for Equinox. People back in the day before 2010s were in better shape. You barely saw any out of shape folks. I actually agree with that. I'm a changed man. And you were looked at crazy, before 2010 if you was walking around fat as hell. That was not normal. The Mexican-American community is in shambles. People take unhealthy weight loss drugs or BBLs, but God forbid people go to the gym or run. Exactly, Chan Chan. Franklin the Turtle got a sweater on.
Dom DeMarco.
He do look like Franklin a little bit. I'm sorry to say I'm waiting for the February fall off because they overcrowd the gym. Sitting on the machine just to watch the game and not work out. Yeah, some gyms going to have that. You know how that go. Fat acceptance, body positivity is a 2010s thing. In the 2000s, you could get cooked for being fat.
Nope.
I told y'all the funniest people was the fat people growing up because they had to defend themselves. Nice. Now people can actually use the equipment and not have to deal with people sitting on the machines. Yep. We need to bring back shame standards and truths back. Exactly. We got to bring it back, man. We got time for none of that shit. All right, man. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button. And that was a fire episode today. Fire episode today, man. Yeah. Yeah, hey, look. I was cooling today, but y'all keep coming in here with that trolls. Catch me on the right day. Y'all lucky Toon wasn't here. Whenever Toon here and a troll comes in, I go crazy. But anyway, go ahead, follow my social media, man. See Marty Fit on Instagram. See Marty Fit on TikTok. See Marty Fit on X. You know, appreciate the support. And listen, we're going to keep this thing going. And along with my social media, like I said, hit the like button, subscribe to the YouTube, share the page with a friend. And with all that being said, if you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of your belly, don't watch the podcast. If you want to work out with big back Peloton trainers, don't watch the podcast. If you want to support Dank suing Lyft for being too big to fit in the car, don't watch the podcast. If you want to go to FatCon, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to listen to straight black masculine men tell you that you need to get your ass in the gym, don't watch the podcast. If you model plus size Calvin Klein drawers, don't watch the podcast. If you want to participate in Big Back Church, don't watch the podcast. What else we got? If you want to keep your belly because a man said you keeping him warm at night, don't watch the podcast. If you fat and ride a Peloton bike, don't watch the podcast. We could do this shit all day, man. But listen, or if you want to shake your clipboard ass and think it's fitness, don't watch the podcast. All right, I'm done. Anyway, hey, man, appreciate y'all watching. We live again Wednesday, 9 o'clock. Yeah, 9 o'clock Eastern on Wednesday. Hey, we're going to keep this thing going, man. Appreciate y'all. I'm going to catch y'all. Hit the like button. Shout out to the playback gang. We out of here. If your booty and bootying, but you want to twerk, don't watch the podcast. Absolutely. I knew what you meant, Brad. All right, we out of here, man.
If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you ain't trying to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. Best Fitness Podcast out. We out of here.